Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Thursday, 15th of February, and here's all you need to know before market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are poised to witness a positive session today as trends in the GIFT Nifty point towards a strong start for the broader index with a gain of 85 points. In a surprising turn of events, the Sensex and Nifty recouped all the early losses to stage a recovery and end higher in the previous trading session. The market had opened with deep cuts on Wednesday, dragged by weak global cues due to a hotter-than-expected US inflation print. The adverse inflation data also shattered hopes of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve in March. The Sensex recovered over 1,000 points from its day's lows to close 0.4% higher at 71,833. Similarly, the Nifty 50 also rebounded from its day's low of 21,530 to end the session 0.44% higher at 21,840. On the daily charts, analysts observe the Nifty's support zone at around 21,550 to 21,530. On the hourly charts, the index has reached the upper end of the falling channel, which can lead to some consolidation with a positive bias. On the upside, the immediate hurdle is placed at 22,000 to 22,020, where the daily upper Bollinger band is placed, whereas the support shift upwards towards 21,650 to 21,670. Now, shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Gland Pharma will be in focus as the company reported its Q3 earnings. Net profit dropped over 17% on year to Rs. 191.5 crore, even as revenue jumped 65% to Rs. 1,545 crore. On the other hand, Muthoot Finance posted a 14% rise in its Q3 net profit, while its net interest income also grew around 12% on year. Next up is Hindustan Unilever, which is in talks with the Andhra Pradesh government to collaborate on palm oil production. The proposed plans will lead to investments of over 300 crore during the project development period. Now it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. In the US, major indices bounced back overnight, with the S&P 500 rising 1% to reclaim the 5,000 mark. Dow Jones also rose 0.4%, while Nasdaq turned out to be the best performer, up 1.3%. Asian markets also tracked the rebound in Wall Street and opened higher today. Japan's Nikkei 225 opened 0.8% higher, briefly surpassing the 38,000 mark, while the broad-based topics climbed 0.6%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 opened 1% higher, snapping a three-day losing run. South Korea's Kospi also rose 0.7%, whereas the small-cap KOSDAQ was 0.6% higher. Meanwhile, futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also pointed towards a stronger open. However, markets in China still remain closed. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Nirav Seth of MK Institutional Equities, who shares his outlook for the market in the wake of expectations of delayed rate cuts from the Federal Reserve.
So we've been constructive for a while. What has really surprised me is the resilience of the US economy. So if you just look at the last payroll number that came out on Friday, they are very, very strong. Markets are now continuously pushing out the pace of the rate cuts in US. And even then, the equity markets are holding up because the earnings are holding up, right? We just concluded a monetary policy today. The official estimates for RBI is 7% growth. Your tax revenues are growing. Your rupee has been stable for a year. you cannot ask for more. So, you know, let's just keep the valuation aside. But we are very, very constructive on how the economy is going to plan out over the next 3, 4, 5 years. The political momentum is very strong, right? So, yeah, you need to be invested in equities. And one of the things that I continuously ponder is that if you are getting into a low inflation scenario, which is what we are trying very, very hard as RBI as an institution in terms of getting credibility to get into a low inflation regime, that essentially means that you will have, so you had a very vicious circle of, you know, high inflation, rupee depreciating, that feeds into higher inflation and rupee depreciates. So we are getting out of that. That actually will reduce the risk of investing in the market. And now think of an FI investor who is sitting abroad, used to look at a 10% dollar returns. You are building in 5% rupee depreciation, and suddenly that rupee depreciation has come down to 2%. And therefore, you'll bid up the stock prices, right? So I am open to the idea that the markets can run ahead of the fundamentals and can stay there because the long-term outlook is phenomenal.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Friday at the same time.